Okay, this is a message to the coven. Five people have my notes. If anything happens, five people have my notes. People I work with, people up the street, my next door neighbors, my online people. They have my notes. We know what the game was. We know what the scheme was. Not only did I know it in my spirit, but I can feed that to AI, and AI gave me the possibilities. Identity theft, property theft, take somebody out, steal their energy, vampire off of my spiritual gifts to shut down my ministry, my teaching ministry. I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, this is going on all the time. To target somebody out of the blue and to say so many contradictory things, it was easy to catch this situation. It was so easy. It was like, I mean, the love bombing, the future faking, so many things that were just so obvious. It's like taking candy from a baby. But I wanted to verify it. Over a few weeks, and it only took me a short period of time to prove to myself that what I was seeing was a setup. And so my suggestion is, go away, leave me alone, quit doing your black magic, quit doing your spells, because it's all ricocheting back onto you. The more you try to put a spell on somebody, the more you try to play these little witchcraft games, it don't affect me. I have a shield around me, okay? I have a shield around me. If you want to call it that, let's call it that. You can't take my gift. You don't even understand my gift. You mock the gift, but now you're not mocking it because you see that I see. Your words, your body language, your actions, everything is revealing the whole truth. The whole truth is always in front of us. It goes back to Genesis 3. Eve ate the apple. Eve believed the lies of the devil. Eve became demon-possessed. And so Eve wanted to usurp the authority of Adam and bring him under control. The same stuff that happens in Genesis 3 is happening all over the place. And so you pick the wrong one. You pick the wrong one. You can't have my gift. The reason you can't have my gift and you can't vampire off of me is because you have to have a pure heart. And your heart is evil. You want it for money and power and position and pride. I just want it to minister to people and get people saved. My reason for asking God for the truth, and I didn't even ask for a gift. He gave it to me on my own. And the reason he gave it to me is because I was being attacked by so many different covens that he gave that gift to me, and it's like a shield. You're wasting your time. The best thing to do is forget I exist and disappear. Because the more you attack, the more you get attacked. This is the truth. I've told the story before. I had a family here attack me in this city. A few years later, somebody called me on the phone, a friend of mine, said, did you hear about such and such died? No, I didn't know they died. A few months later, did you hear their mama died? No, I didn't hear they died. Did you hear the dad died? No, I didn't hear they died. When you attack a 5D creature that has a calling, it hits you back. Just stop. And I know you can't stop because Wally Cody can't stop. Find somebody else. since you can't stop, go find somebody else. Because you've gotta get your composure back. Because I promise you, you're fighting a losing battle. All we do is show kindness and love and help people and try to minister to people. And we try to give you the truth. But y'all want to live in the dark side. And y'all want to be thieves and drug heads and drunks and partying and drinking and whatever else. All kinds of revelry. And you're trying to pull us into your world. We're trying to pull you to the light, and you're trying to pull us to the dark. The two worlds don't mix. My suggestion is you fall down on your face, repent before God, really get saved this time, ask Jesus into your heart, and we'll just pray that demon that's in you, that there's a moment in time where you can hear the truth and that demon is cast out. Maybe I'll just pray right now. Lord, please cast the demon out of that woman. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The demon has to flee. But when he flees, you need to repent and ask Christ to save you. Ask Jesus to save you. Because more demons might come back into that vessel. So when you hear this and the demon is gone, you better cry out to Jesus, for real.